Hello and welcome to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. It's Thursday, June 28th, and I'm your host, Austin Fast. On tonight's show, we take a deep dive on the age composition of the sockeye that are swimming past Port Muller. What do those numbers tell us, and why should you care?
There's a lot of fishermen, very savvy, that are looking at the same information the biologists are. When they look at that Port Muller test fishery, when they look at our age comps, when they look at our escapements, they're wondering the same thing and wanting to have instant access to it, just like the biologists here.
And we'll also hear from a couple of Ugashic set netters.
We're really busy fighting the bugs and the seals.
Those stories and more after the numbers.
Support for KDLG is made possible by generous support from the Bristol Bay Fishermen's Association, advocating for fishermen, online at bristolbayfishermen.org. Support for KDLG comes from Alaska Eagle Eye, locally owned and operated with car, truck, tool, equipment, and adventure gear rentals at the King Salmon Airport. Committed to getting you on your way in Bristol Bay. Reservations at 246-CARS.
All right, Bristol Bay, I've got the numbers for you. Let's start over on the east side of the bay. Ugashic posted a harvest of 17,000 sockeye yesterday for a season cumulative total of 22,938. Yesterday was the first day of counting at the Ugashic Tower. It posted an escapement of 462 reds. Over in Igigik, they hauled in 103,000 sockeye yesterday for a season total of 278,000. Escapement was 33,000 for a season total of 231,000. Naknek-Queejack raked in a similar catch yesterday as on Tuesday, 24,000 reds. Season total now sits at 45,500. Daily escapement was 20,500. That makes for a season total escapement of 54,000. All that escapement came from the Naknek River, though. Neither the Alaknak nor the Queejack River posted any escapement yesterday. In the Nooshigak district, the catch dropped off a bit after Tuesday's giant haul of over a million fish. Wednesday's catch was 684,000 sockeye. That brings the season cumulative to 3.7 million. A quarter million fish escaped in the district yesterday for a season cumulative of 800,000. And here we've got the escapements by river for the Nooshigak district. On the Nooshigak River, 4,200 kings made it past the Portage Creek sonar. That brings the season total to 57,300. 14,500 reds escaped. The season total stands at 130,100. 40,000 chum made it past for a season total of 300,000. Over on the Wood River, 230,500 escaped yesterday, and another 67,800 by 6 a.m. this morning. That brings the season total to 730,000. At the Ugashic Counting Tower yesterday, the escapement was 2,000 with another 800 this morning for a season total of 9,500 sockeye. Over in Togiak, they brought in 750 reds for a season total of 1,976. Total harvest in Bristol Bay yesterday was 830,000 reds, just breaking 4 million for the season. Escapement across all five districts was 300,000 for a season total of just over a million. Let's take a look now at the sockeye per drift delivery. In Ugashic, it was 716. For Igigik, 383. Naknek-Queejack, it was 245. In the Nooshigak district, sockeye per drift delivery was 643. And in Togiak, it was 27. Now let's take a look at the vessel registrations across the bay. In Igigik, 333 permits were registered on 274 vessels, including 59 D-boats. We'll have 295 vessels in 2 days' time. In the Naknek-Queejack, 131 permits were registered on 117 vessels. There's 14 D-boats there, and we'll have 128 vessels in 48 hours. In the Noosh, it's still a growing party. There are 1,036 permits registered on 773 vessels. There are 263 D-boats, and in 2 days' time there in the Nooshigak, we'll see 779 vessels. In Togiak, there are 27 permits registered on 27 vessels. We'll have stable numbers there for a couple more days. In Ugashik, 38 permits were registered on 29 vessels. That means 9 D-boats. There will be 46 vessels there in 2 days' time. We're still waiting on Port Muller numbers from today, but what we do have for you is the 5th sockeye age composition summary. Of the Igigig District harvest, 0.5% were 1-1s, 0.2% were 2-1s, 32.1% were 1-2s, 5.2% were 2-2s, 32.1% were 1-3s, and 29.6% were 2-3s. Of the Naknak-Quejack District harvest, 24.7% were 1-2s, 2% were 2-2s, 63.3% were 1-3s, 8.7% were 2-3s, and 1.3% were 1-4s. Of the Nushagak District total harvest, 49.7% were 1-2s, 0.4% were 2-2s, 48.1% were 1-3s, 1.4% were 2-3s, and 0.3% were 1-4s. Of the Ugashik District harvest total, 33% were 1-2s, 0.9% were 2-2s, 64.3% were 1-3s, 0.9% were 2-3s. And over at the Port Muller test fishery, 0.1% were 1-1s, 0.1% were 2-1s, 48.3% were 1-2s, 0.9% were 2-2s, 46.6% were 1-3s, 3.8% were 2-3s, and 0.2% were 1-4s.
Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Deep Sea Fisheries Incorporated, working to provide top-quality Alaskan seafood with a commitment to sustainable sourcing. Serving Bristol Bay salmon fishermen with the Big Creek Fisheries Shore Plant since 2008. More at deepseafisheries.com.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Thanks for sticking with us through the break. Before that, we were talking about the new age composition summary that was just released hours ago from Port Muller. Scientists say those 2-2 and 2-3 numbers look light compared to preseason forecasts. Jack Erickson is a research coordinator for the Bristol Bay region with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. I gave him a call this afternoon to see what all this lingo means and why fishermen should care about the age of their fish. Walk us through briefly, you know, what you're looking at in those different age classes.
What we do is we sample a variety of fisheries, set as well as drift, the different districts, our test fishery out in Port Muller that many of your followers are familiar with, as well as our escapement surveys for what we see up in the spawning escapement up at our towers and our sonar on the Nushagak. So we sample all those for scales, and from those we age those to get an age composition. And we can tell from looking at the scales how many years each fish spent in fresh water and salt water and get its total age.
So we have 1-1s, 1-2s, 2-2s, 1-3s. Can you describe, you know, what those mean?
Yes, that's lingo, certainly. That's fisheries lingo. When we talk about a fish, let's say a 2-2, that means it spent 2 years in fresh water and 2 years in salt water. And yes, we can, by looking at the scales, look at its growth pattern, and then determine by looking at the scales how many full years it spent in fresh water and how many years it spent in salt water. And you say, well, why is that important compared to the escapement? Well, when we do our preseason forecast for each of the stocks or each of the stocks in Bristol Bay, we're trying to figure out how many three-year-olds will be coming back, how many four-year-olds, how many five-year-olds, how many six-year-olds, to develop that forecast for what we anticipate. And we have relationships between how many two-year-olds came back last year means how many three-year-olds are we likely to get. And that's part of how we develop our models and our forecast. So that's really important. The big one that we've been hearing a lot about in the news and people are calling and asking about is the Igigig. And they're saying, what's this I hear about the 2-2s? Well, and why am I concerned, or why is someone concerned? Well, in our preseason forecast, when we predicted our forecast that our Igigig total run, we were looking at about a 9 million run with about 40% of those fish being 2-2s. And so far, in our single harvest survey that we have been able to look at, only 5% of those fish are 2.2s. So we're going, well, why is 5% rather than this 40% that we were predicting to come back? So does that mean that something is really strong, some other year class, or does it mean that the 2.2s are coming back low? And that's the stuff that managers track and they're asking themselves every day, all day. We follow all those age classes for all the stocks, and we sample the heck out of it.
You just mentioned a little bit ago that you're seeing a push out at Port Mueller. So do you think those 2.2s are going to be coming in the near future?
That's the next set of scales that I think everybody is wants to see that's a biologist is we have not seen the scales for we'd like to see another set of scales coming from the district. We'd love to see some from our escapement and following the Port Mueller and saying, okay, what's this next set of scales coming? If those are a high proportion of egagic fish, because that's another thing we'd look at, the genetics out at Port Mueller to say what percent are egagic, then what percentage of those fish were 2.2s? Are we going to see some of those showing up, like a spike in 2.2s coming off of Port Mueller? We have a limited sample size to look at, but it's certainly what we're really wanting to know is what's our next Port Mueller age comp look for all of the stocks as well as egagic.
If we don't see a spike in 2.2s in particular, what does that mean? Does that mean that that age class has something happened to them out in the ocean? Or, I mean, do you have an idea?
It could, but again, our models, when we predict something coming back, it's a model. It's a predictor. It doesn't always come in exactly as predicted. Matter of fact, they rarely do. Some come in large, some come in small, and sometimes we get our models are pretty good because we were high in some areas and low in others, and it averaged out. We don't take any specific one as a sign that something's bad or good. It just helps us kind of lead the direction of how we're going to manage.
I want to thank you so much for helping us here at KDLG and for helping our listeners wrap their minds around that and understand a little bit more about the work that you're doing there. And over in Ugashik, it's still in the early days. Traditionally, that district swings into action a little later than the Noosh, Naknek, Quijack, and the Igigik districts, and that appears to be the case this year as well. Again, the season catch in Ugashik stands at 23,000. Katie Birch is a set netter in the district. She and Elma Burnham, who runs one of her boats, got on the line with KDLG's Avery Lill to talk about how things are going over there. Birch is the first voice on the phone. Burnham chimes in second.
Set the scene for me. How are things going for you guys this week?
Well, we're really busy fighting the bugs and the seals.
That's miserable.
It's my first season in Ugashik, and all I've heard is about rough seas and wind, and it's been calm and beautiful since we opened, more or less. So I'm not sure what to expect next.
And how about the fishing? How's that going?
What fish?
Not for lack of trying, but not a whole lot going on yet.
Gotcha. And Katie, how's this looking to you, given different years you've been fishing up there?
Well, I think this is my 30th or 31st year, and it's looking more like the old days, you know? Ugashik used to peak around the 8th. Of July, and you know, it's looking more like something like that, but who knows? I'll tell you, after 30 years, every time I think I see a pattern, Mother Nature blows it apart, so I'm not saying anything.
Fair enough. And what about those seals? Are the seals worse right now than usual, or just always bad?
We had a lot of seals down here, but you know, everybody's hungry this time of year. Animals are hungry for salmon just like us, and there's not a lot around, so we're all competing for them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I got a list going of what I've seen in Ugashik since I got here on the 13th. Off the boat, saw a red fox, a bunch of birds, no bears yet, but we got our eyes peeled, especially when we started working on our home pack. And we saw a beaver even here. Just cruising around the nets also so far.
Ah, how cool. And what's the energy with everybody around there just waiting for the fish to get there?
Yeah, I think, you know, like some of the other reports we've heard, it's nice to have practice days to get the green crew on board and get all the equipment in order and try new things. And I think we're kind of done with all that now. We're ready for the fish. So I think everyone's feeling pretty prepared. Everyone's got their skiffs in the water and running lines out. So on the SetNet side of things, I think we're ready. And but, you know, it could be a while yet. Last year, I think we sat for 6 days at this time of year waiting for the fish. And we have a very small fleet here right now. So, yeah, I'm hoping that the fish don't come late and we don't have to create games to play and things like that to keep the crew busy.
And most folks already showed up at fish camp around you, or are people still kind of trickling in?
Oh, I think everyone's here now. Yeah. So it's kind of a waiting game. You could play that song, you know, that there's always that waiting song.
Is there anything else that folks should know about how things are going in Ugashik or how it's looking over there?
Oh, you know, we just appreciate our mountains. We have mountains to look at here. Got a lot of bird life. It's kind of wild down here. A lot less people. There's no shore-based plants or fishermen support very much. So it's a lot more rural and quiet here. And, yeah, there's not really any place to go to get welding done or woodworking or metal shop or anything. So you're kind of more on your own down here, but it's quieter and more rural and wild.
Man, it sounds beautiful. Well, best of luck to you guys. Thanks so much for talking with me about what's going on. I'll check back in with you as the season kind of gets going a little more down there.
Okay.
Have a good one. Thanks.
Well, I was sitting, waiting, wishing you believed in superstitions. Then maybe.
And now to close out our show, we're circling back to Tuesday. We're still not over that million sockeye harvest in the Nooshigak, and neither is fisherman Mike Davis, who's been set netting at Coffee Point for more than 30 years, and his crew member Isaac Lederman, a greenhorn from San Francisco. Avery Lill caught up with them last night in Dillingham. So, to be clear, when they talk about yesterday, they're talking about Tuesday.
Fish hit like I've never seen before, and you know, people were just like overloaded, and we were overloaded. We had to call for, hey, I can't get all these fish on my boat. And fortunately, we had people that could get fish on their boat, so we were able to share that. But it was just an amazing day, and you know, people talked about these waves of fish hitting that were just completely just inundating nets. It was just, you know, I've been fishing for a long time and I've never seen anything quite like it. People set records of fish. They've never caught that many fish in one day before. There's a lot of records in the bay, I'm sure, from yesterday. Fish were not in every web, of course, but it was just, you know, the nets were full and they filled up fast too. And you went through your net and you went back and it was full again. So yeah, it was a wild day. Everybody's ahead of where they were last year, I'm sure. But the other thing was the storm. The storm definitely was added spice to the whole thing, and you know, added an element of danger to the whole thing too. So, so that made it also dicey and interesting. There's a lot of stories out here. I'm just one of them, but there's a lot of stories to be told.
Isaac Lederman.
And how old are you?
21.
And what did you see yesterday?
Just beyond my wildest imaginations of what I thought I would see coming up here.
What did you think you were going to see when you came up here?
I don't know. I mean, fish, of course, but I didn't know anything like that.
I mean, how are you going to talk about it when you try to describe it to your friends back home?
I don't know. I'll just be honest and just say what it was, and I'm sure it'll blow everyone away. It was just mayhem. Tons of fish and strong wind, big waves. And just, I'm just glad I got to experience it all.
All right, and that's not all for the show tonight. We still have a few letters to the fleet. This first message is for Connor on the fishing vessel Adler. Hi, Connor. I enjoy listening to the nightly fisheries report. It is fun to hear the numbers and the weather conditions. Be safe and stay healthy. Enjoy. Love, your mom. And I promise you, we did not make that one up. Thanks, Connor's mom, for being such a fan of the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. We love you, too. For our second message to the fleet, Joanne and Matt S. send a shout-out to Adam and the rest of the crew on the fishing vessel Margaret M. They say, stay safe and may many fish find your nets. This next letter goes out to Maggie Birch and the crew on the fishing vessel Georgette Rose in Nooshigak from Mom at the Red Dog Camp in Ugashik. That's Katie Birch, who you heard from earlier in the show. She says, missing you all. Zeb and Archer are keeping Osa busy. Fishing is slow and the mosquitoes are bad. We're proud of you and we can't wait until you come back to Ugashik. And finally, we have a continuation in the saga from Feldman to Eric Mitby on the Orca. Eric, here's what Feldman has to say. Motorhead Southwest reunion concert changed from 518 to 516. Lemmy Kilmister, green in all caps with envy. And then your hashtags for the evening are hashtag one leg, hashtag Mach 1. And those are your messages to the fleet for Thursday, June 28th. We want to get your message out to your friend or your family member who's out fishing. You can email Avery, that's A-V-E-R-Y, at kdlg.org, or call us here at the station at 907-842-5281. You can also get in touch with me at austin@kdlg.org. We want to hear your feedback and your suggestions. And now we have the Marine Zone forecast for tonight. Tonight, you have a variable wind less than 10 knots. Seas are at 1 foot. On Friday, there will be a variable wind less than 10 knots, becoming northerly 10 knots in the afternoon. Seas are at 1 foot. For Friday night, it'll be a northwest wind at 10 knots with seas at 2 feet. That's all for tonight. I'm Austin Fast. Thanks to Avery Lill for her work on tonight's show. Thank you also to our underwriters and the individuals who contribute financially to make this show possible. We couldn't do it without you. Catch the show tomorrow night and every night this season at 6, 10, and 2 in the morning. Good luck and good fishing. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh!